It's our beautiful city of Gympie's 154th birthday tomorrow, and we are so excited about that. But we don't know enough about Gympie, Bilko, in my opinion.
Well, that's probably right.
We absolutely don't. We need to get a professional on. We need to get an expert on. And that man...
Well, not sure if it's Daryl.
Well, it is Daryl.
Daryl Dodd, how are you?
Hey, great. I'm not so much an expert, more a drip under pressure.
Now, Daryl runs the Nostalgic Nuggets YouTube page and Facebook page, and that was massive in, 4 years ago when we celebrated the 150th anniversary of our great town, because you had a lot of inspirational videos and talking to a lot of great people, including ABC's Lisa Miller about, you know, her connection, because she was a journalist here for ages before going on to the big time, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she actually grew up out at Kilkeven, and I knew her when I was a kid. I just didn't put two and two together until just before I did that interview with her, actually. I didn't realise it was the same Lisa Miller I used to know.
Well, we like our heroes to go on and do well, and one day Ellie and I will go and do well too, and we'll let you be your own hero.
I'm working on it myself.
Yeah, that's right. We got a lot of work to do. No. Now, Daryl, I would love to know from you, what would you like people to know about Gympie that maybe many don't?
Well, I think really the fact that it was in 1867, it wasn't a town at all. Gympie sprung up within about a year, you know, after James Nash wandered up the Mary River from the Imbel Station, and he went and found gold around about where the Five Ways is now in Mary Street. Mm-hmm. Moments afterwards, the whole world was interested in Gympie, because I don't know if you know it, but in terms of money that came out of the ground here, there was about $3 English billion.
Whoa!
In our money today, that's how much worth of gold came out of the ground here in Gympie. Oh. I'm talking English billion, so that's 3,000 million, you know.
Hey, Daryl, the gold surely hasn't all been mined. There must be some left around our area still.
Oh, look, you know, people are still fossicking around down near the 1 mile area. You know, there's a fossicking area down there. I just can't remember what it's called now. Deep Creek, sorry, of course. And, you know, people are finding little bits of gold still in the sand. And, in fact, during the history of Gympie, they used to use the mullock from the mullock heaps, which was the stuff they dragged out of the mines. They used to use that to pave the streets in Gympie, because that was just rubbish rock.
What?
You know?
They literally paved Gympie with streets of gold? Oh, my... You know what?
Well, that's why... I tell you what, Bilko, there was a bloke sitting in a barber shop in Mary Street one day. He looked out the window while he was getting his hair cut and saw something glittering. He came out with his pocket knife, dug this thing out, and it was a little nugget, probably about a centimetre in diameter, that he found stuck in the tar in the street in Mary Street.
Yes!
Yeah, and this was back in the 40s or 50s. Like, it wasn't that long ago. Okay. Well, I mean, it is a fair while ago.
Well, now I know why the council want to get rid of those leopard trees. They're pulling them out to find if there's any gold under Mary Street.
Exactly.
Well, I was going to say, Mayor Glenn won't be happy. There'll be a whole heap of people out there with their picks digging up.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why there's
so many potholes. It's not the most deteriorating. People mining.
You know, the scary thing too, Daryl, is that I heard at a lunch a couple of weeks ago from a guy that, you know, if it wasn't for James Nash and his find, we would be New South Wales. New South Wales would own the entire eastern half of this country. Queensland wouldn't even exist.
That's dead right. I mean, Queensland was going bankrupt. They were having riots in the streets at the time because everyone was unemployed. And Queensland, they offered a reward of £3,000 to anybody who could find gold, basically. And... So James Nash found the gold, and he claimed his reward. But of course, as governments are, they said, "Oh, you didn't fill in, you know, the 27th little box that was in fine print on the bottom of the page. So we're not going to give you anything." And then he fought with them for a year or so, and they finally conceded and gave him about £1,000, which in today's money is around about $150,000, which really wasn't much for finding, you know. A life-saving vein that actually saved the entire state. So I think they must have felt a bit guilty later on. So later in his life, they gave him a job as the munitions, the guy that looked after the munitions, which was out of Traveston Hall. And he spent the rest of his days there, and they paid him £100 a year to look after that, which is around about $15,000 in our days. our today's money, you know.
Yeah, they got out of it pretty well, the old government, didn't they? They
didn't do too bad. But
even took the name of the town from him. We could have been Nashville.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, Nashville used to be Nashville is still a station on the Rattler line, if you look really closely as you go past the council works in John Street. There's a little stand there which was the Nashville station, and that's where Nashville was. And the police station, the post office, all of the parts of Gympie that we now know that are in Mary Street, they were all over near the river.
Okay.
And the population used to live in tents down in down where the 1 mile ovals are now.
Oh, you would have hated that, Bilko.
Tent living.
He would have moved straight out. Well, Daryl, seriously, thank you so much for the info, and we are going to call you from time to time because obviously you know a hell of a lot more than us. But also another great Facebook page, and I believe it's run by your brother Mal. It's called Gympie, The Real Treasure Is the Town. So
those
that are interested in the history of our beautiful city, jump on, join the group, and there's some really great information and photos and nostalgia there.
Yeah, he does a wonderful job, and we're even planning on resurrecting the Nuggets as soon as I can find 5 minutes after this COVID rubbish is over.
Yes.
We're thinking, you know, I don't know what they were thinking starting this whole isolation rubbish, but but after that's all done, we'll be back with some Nuggets later on. And if you've got nothing to do this weekend, the Rattler's got special trips out to the Steam Festival, and you might even see the famous Dr. Daz busking up there.
Perfect. We would love that, Dr. Daz.
I wonder who Dr. Daz is. Daryl. Thank you, brother.
Hey, have a great day, guys, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. We really appreciate your time, and happy 154th birthday, Gympie.